Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ramon Ray is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ramon is an old friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a major mover and shaker and thought leader in the world of small business technology. He's the editor of Small Business Technology, smallbiztechnology.com, and the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. And more importantly, he's our good friend. Ramon, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very, very much. I'm honored to be here this morning.
It's good to have you.
Glad to talk to you.
It's good to have you back. And now, your technology event, remind me the name.
Yeah, the Small Business Summit.
Small Business Summit, 2010. That happened last month.
That's right.
Tell the audience what was one of the main things that you did there.
I think one of the main takeaways, we had two things. I mean, we had a great panel discussion on how to grow your business, and people may be yawning, say, oh, growing your business. But I think the people on the panel were great, were outstanding. The audience loved it.
Who was on your panel?
Intuit led the panel. That was by Angus, their kind of person in charge of small business things online.
Right.
We had someone from Elance there. We had some other people on the panel as well from Wasp Barcode.
Right.
And so they basically shared their insights beyond their companies.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do to transition, to grow, to be innovative, to think differently in 2010?
Right.
And the second thing we did was had a hot tech demo. Not kind of like geeks and nerds, but what are some of the hottest technologies out of about 60 companies that nominated that we felt small businesses can use to grow?
And you picked 7 of those 60, didn't you?
That's correct.
And reviewed them.
Exactly.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, isn't it?
We're going to try.
So, folks, you've been hearing me, Ramon, you've been telling us about your event for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about it for a long time. It's continuing to gain critical mass, and so Ramon, I want to congratulate you on that. That's a very entrepreneurial thing to do, and we're proud of you for that.
Thank you very much.
Good for you. Now let's talk about some of these companies.
Sure.
Now, folks, these are really smart people like Ramon who looked at 60 companies who have offerings for small business, technology
exactly.
offerings for small business, and they said, okay, these 7 are the creme de la creme, and they're most likely to be really relevant to a small business. And the first one was?
Correct. The first one was BroadLook Profiler, which is a company that kind of automatically takes a contact, Jim Blasingame or whoever it is, and finds the information throughout all the internet and social media and puts it into your contact management.
Wow. So if I get the name Ramon Ray,
mm-hmm.
and I have chosen them as a contractor with me, a service
right.
provider, they would take your name, and they would, wherever you were, all of your stuff, all of your contacts, your email address, your website, your phone number, you know, that kind of thing, and they would assemble that for me.
Exactly, because normally what you have to do, imagine you're a busy business owner, and you may have 10 or 20 of these names. You have
right.
to manually go online, find it,
right.
copy and paste it. It's a pain.
Or unless they've given me a card, which has all that stuff.
Correct, but sometimes you even want a bit more. Maybe the card's old.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so or maybe
but my point is that's what you have to decide. But the thing is sometimes you only have a name. You don't have a card.
Right. Correct. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Well, for one thing, now, folks, the reason this is important is because back to what we've talked about before about doing the research before you call on someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you have all the information about them that you can, when you call on them, you'll be as knowledgeable as possible, and that should impress them.
Absolutely.
Now, if the information you get tells them, you know, where their Aunt Minnie lives, they might think that was a little bit creepy. But you don't want to talk about that. But okay, go ahead. What's next?
Yeah, sure. The
oh, by the way,
one was
BroadLook Profiler.
Exactly.
And they're just a service provider, and you say here it costs about $3,000 a year.
Correct.
All right.
Correct, and it works right with your CRM or contact management application
right.
to do it
right.
automatically.
So $3,000 a year for some small businesses is not a huge amount of money.
Right.
But you do have to have enough volume to justify that.
That's precisely right.
Okay.
If you don't have enough volume, you might have to do it by yourself and
right.
do it manually.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah. And the second one is a company called Easy Texting. And the challenge that they solve is, you know, a lot of our customers are mobile. You know, they have cell phones, especially if you have a youth demographic. They're not online anymore. They're not opening up their paper mail. So how can you target them best? One way to do that is via cell phone. So Easy Texting enables you to reach customers via their mobile phones. Once you collect their cell phone numbers with permission, you can then slice and dice it and say, these 100 telephone numbers are for my seniors, or these 50 cell phone numbers are for the young people, whatever,
now,
however you want to do it.
This is huge right here.
It is.
In my opinion. This is huge. And the reason is, in the previous hour, 1 hour ago right now, I was talking to my audience, Ramon, about the three universes that are parallel right now.
Right.
The traditional Main Street universe, cyberspace, which is basically the marketplace in the cloud where people want to do e-business with you.
Right.
And that's the second one that we picked up in the last 20 years. And then there's the third one that I'm calling the mobile universe. That's the diminutive, the miniature, the follow me home universe.
Right.
And that's where it's going right now. You launch that off of the internet.
Correct.
You don't launch it from the traditional. You launch it from the internet. But this texting, folks, that's part of that mobile universe I was talking about.
And I think
it includes phone apps.
Right.
Includes access to your website from the phone, but it also includes texting. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was at a conference yesterday, and maybe you know the name Peter Shankman of Helper Reporter, and he was saying that a lot of people are focused on Twitter, but for many small businesses, it's even, as you said, beyond Twitter, it's that direct connection to the cell phone, which is not Twitter.
See, that's
very focused on Twitter.
This is the point that I'm making, but I've been making, Ramon, about not counting on Twitter and Facebook, using them as training wheels, using them as ways to understand the power of community,
right?
But to develop your own platforms. And this particular program we're talking about right now is an example of how when I say how do I build my own social media platform, this is one of the ways to do it.
Absolutely.
Because
Absolutely.
You and I both know Twitter's had problems, Facebook's had problems, MySpace has had problems. All of the social media platforms have had problems.
Right, right. And that's for sure. And I think the other thing that's interesting is that even for those who are building their companies based on these tools, which is okay, entrepreneurs are crazy and reckless, some people say, but also many of these companies are building their own tools. Just to talk about those who are, you know, you have the TweetDeck and these tools.
Right.
When Twitter crashes or when Twitter decides to change their business model, what are you left holding?
That's exactly right. And see, I've been saying for a long time that in 5 years we won't even be talking about Twitter.
Yes.
It'll be something else. Stand by. Absolutely. Quick break. Right back with Ramon Ray after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's really not that hard to tell time, is it, folks? Sometimes I just get confused. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. My blog is there as well. Lots of stuff there. smallbusinessadvocate.com. In fact, you can find the body of work Ramon Ray has deposited with us over the years. Lots of important stuff. And most of it's still valid, not evergreen kind of stuff, smart stuff. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Ramon Ray is with us. He's the editor of smallbiztechnology.com, author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, tell us how we can find you. I already gave you a website, didn't I?
Indeed, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show. Smallbiztechnology.com, 24/7. I usually go to bed at 2 in the morning and wake up at 5. So.
Yeah, he'll answer the phone anytime. He's like me. He doesn't have a life.
Exactly.
Ramon, we're talking about these companies that you did in your outstanding conference that you had in March.
Right.
And the thing about the Easy Texting company, easytexting.com,
right,
is, see, you know about the guy about the taco guy in California that tells everybody on Twitter what corner he's going to be at?
Yes.
You know
yes.
about that? Everybody, we've been yes. talking about that. Mm-hmm. All right, so folks, you might say, well, when I've said to you, get your own platforms.
Yes.
You might say, well, how do I do that? Who's making that platform? Well, guess what, folks? This is one of them.
Absolutely.
Easy Texting. If every one of your, if you have a diner and every one of your customers is giving you their cell number, if they'll give you their cell number, and you promise to say, I'll use it judiciously, I won't give it to anybody else, have a good privacy policy.
Right.
And you text them on Wednesday and says, Mama's meatloaf today. That's all you say. Mama's meatloaf, right? And those people who love Mama's meatloaf, they know to come.
Absolutely.
And they'll get this little text, Mama's meatloaf. Guess what? You just solved, you just, what I said a minute ago, Ramon, was about having this information is not about your advantage. It's about their advantage.
Absolutely.
So when they get this text that says Mama's meatloaf today, they say, that just answered my question about where I'm going to have lunch. Yeah. And you just gave them a service.
No, for sure. What's interesting with this is that, again, you can do it on base one to text everyone, but then as you get better at it, you can slice and dice it and say, these are the people
maybe who
work at night. These are the people who come home at 3 in the morning.
Don't send people the text that don't like meatloaf.
Right. Oh, that's another idea, too. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm serious. I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And so, folks, this is the shape of things to come. This is the mobile universe I talked to you about an hour ago, folks. Okay, next one.
Sure. And the next one is Retargeter. Retargeter is a really interesting company. They're not the only ones who do it, but basically you're on website A. And the example they use is Hooked on Phonics. And you leave Hooked on Phonics and go to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, wherever you want to go online. Retargeter and other similar companies like it display an ad about the website you just left, reminding you, hey, you can come back. Maybe you filled out a shopping cart of shoes at the local, wherever you shop online for shoes.
Right.
And you leave the website. It can also display a custom advertisement showing you the shoes in the shopping cart that you didn't click through and buy.
Hmm.
So basically, it pulls you back.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Targeter.com.
And by the way, that easy texting is $10 a month.
Yes.
The base price.
Exactly.
Now, Retargeter is a little more expensive. And what companies would use something like this?
I mean, I think any company that sells online, it's really for any company. But again, as you said, with all these services, you have to look at your bottom line, look at your ROI to see if it fits your need. But if you're selling online, that's the main thing you do, and you really want to grow, and you're trying to maximize search engine optimization and how many people are clicking, and you're really deep into it, and you want to take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you go beyond just a cost, you know, a cost per click banner ad, or go beyond the traditional ways. If you want to really remind people, hey, come back to us. Or people who are in corporate offices and surfing online during lunch hour, this service is perfect for that audience.
Can we find your list of 7 companies on your website?
Yes, absolutely. What I will do, it'll be at smallbiztechnology.com/hottech.
Hot tech.
Correct.
So, folks, go there and you can see the list of all of these. We won't get to go into all of them right
sure.
now. But one of the things I wanted to, before we go, Ramon, I've been lamenting this research that I saw that you've probably seen as well
right.
that shows that 50% of small business owners don't have a website.
Yes.
Does that not make you want to cry?
It does, especially because it's very easy to do. There's a number of companies that
you can
have...
do it. They'll do it for free.
Absolutely.
You can have a website for free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, it'll cost you $9-$10 a year for the registration for the URL.
Right.
But
it's very easy to do. You're right.
I mean, it makes me want to cry. And here's what I tell them, Ramon. I'm going to give you two reasons why you got to have a website. Local search.
Yes. And it's powerful, Jim. I mean, local search is what things are turning into now. When you want to find something online, even with the phone, let's not forget
the mobile phone. It's part of the mobile universe.
Yes.
My favorite one is I speak into my Google's voice search, pepperoni pizza in Peoria. You know, and it tells me where I can get it.
Right. And by the way, Jim, that hot tech demo should be smallbiztechnology.com/hottechdemo.
Okay, hot tech demo, folks. Put that on the end. Go there and check these things out. But anyway, I just wanted to folks, you got to get with it. It's the 21st century.
Yes. It's very important.
It's just like the guy who tried to deny telephones 100 years ago, Ramon.
Right.
You can't do it.
No, that's for sure.
Hey, Ramon, thanks for being here. Give us a website quickly one more time.
Smallbiztechnology.com. A pleasure to be here. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks. Ramon, we'll see you next time. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He'll be back, I promise. I will be too after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.